Single-payer health care, where funding comes only from a tax-supported central governmental source, is the norm just about everywhere but the United States. It's been the gold standard sought by health professionals and progressive advocates for years, and is now getting serious consideration in Sacramento, where Senate Bill 562, which would create such a system in California, has already passed the state Senate and is now awaiting consideration in the Assembly.
The Health of California Act would provide health care for everyone that currently resides in California. It would include prescription drugs, dental coverage. It would also provide vision and optical coverage, mental health coverage, and long-term nursing care.
That's Deborah Berger, a nurse at Kaiser Santa Rosa, who is also president of the California Nurses Association, one of the driving forces behind the bill. She says it makes an important distinction.
Having access to health care is completely different than having access to health care insurance. One of the savings in a single-payer system is that we would no longer have a middleman that takes anywhere from 15 to 30% of every health care dollar and gives it to the insurance industry administrators.
That's also important to Dr. Veronica Jordan, a family physician at the Sebastopol Community Health Center, and she's found a lot of agreement among her colleagues.
There are many, many, many family practice and primary care clinicians here in Sonoma County who support the idea of single payer within the state of California and who are not satisfied with just trying to protect the Affordable Care Act, but really think about where the Affordable Care Act fell short.
Jordan sees the Healthy California Act as a forward-looking way to bridge some of those gaps.
The things that are most important to me are the untying of healthcare with employment. As a primary care clinician, I can't tell you how many times I see people who come in having lost a job or in job transition who are so concerned about preservation of healthcare. And single payer would take that away. It would also, in theory, allow us to have transparency in medical costs. And I spend, and my nurse and my office staff spend so much time trying to track down how much something's going to cost a patient. I'm excited about the idea of knowing how much everything's going to cost with a single-payer system.
The California Nurses Association is working to build support for the single-payer bill as it moves into the legislature's lower house through events such as this week's town hall meeting in Healdsburg, which Deborah Berger characterizes as educational.
What we're trying to do is get people educated about the Healthy California Act and the benefits of it, actually showing them that it isn't something that is completely unattainable and overcome a lot of the misinformation put out there by the very insurance companies that want to keep themselves inserted into our healthcare system.
The act passed the state Senate on a 23-14 vote. It's now expected to face concerted opposition from the health insurance and pharmaceutical industries as it moves forward. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.